Welcome to the Halloween special of the Drink Till We're Funny podcast, an all-P production. Leave us a voicemail at 773-828-4397 or send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com.
On tonight's show, ye old pet shoppy boys, the EMT of underpants, and speaking of...
I think you're hot.
John, why are you looking at me like that?
Because I think you're not.
Well, I'll go to a website and find out. Which I did find out that ratemypoo.com is real too.
Rate my poo?
That's what I was told. Rate my poo.
If I was allowed to go to the internet right now, I would.
Oh, you mean because Justin will yell at you because you're not supposed to type while we're recording?
Clickety, clickety, clickety.
Click, 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 click. Well, it sounds like you have one of those 1985 IBM keyboards, the ones that have...
Like 3 inches deep.
Right, and they have, like, built-in megaphones, like, click, 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 click. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like I have one of those. Sounds like it.
Shut the fuck up.
I was making a joke at my expense.
Oh. Well, those are always fun.
Mighty white of you.
You are mighty white.
I sure am. I'm
yes, get some
underneath
sun.
All that hair.
Yeah, I'll get some sun here in sunny Portland.
Well, there's no skin cancer risk.
No.
That's what I say when people look at me and say, I could stand next to you and get a tan from the glare. Uh-huh. At least I'll look like my age when I'm 50 instead of you.
What, when you're 50, you're still going to look like you're 10 years younger than you are.
I don't look 10 years younger anymore. I did for a while. Not 10, but I'm finally starting to look my own age.
Me too.
Me three.
Well, which is really good for you. Because at age 18, Justin looked about 35. So now he's really narrowing the gap. He's 31 and he only looks 33.
Great.
Which is funny because when I was age 18, I looked like I was 12.
Well, having a fat face will do that for you, though.
Yeah.
By the time I'm 40, I'll finally look like the young one.
Right. You're like a fine wine.
That's right.
You get corked.
Not often enough.
Mm. So this is Justin.
And Dina.
Hi. So this is John.
Hi.
And this is our podcast.
Damn it.
You're listening.
Welcome to our podcast.
Bienvenido a su podcast.
Waukegan.
So speaking of websites, I found, I don't know if you've seen this, I think it's old news really, but I just recently discovered the porn version of YouTube.
Oh, PornoTube?
Yeah, Okay, it's a sad day when John knows about something before
porn.
I do.
But it's porn. So,
and I'm alone a lot.
And he recorded naked last week. So
that's true.
All
that was
those
2 weeks
factors.
Ago.
Whatever. You were probably naked last time.
I had jeans and a t-shirt on.
What are you wearing now?
Jeans and a t-shirt.
What are you eating?
A lozenge.
Mm. Are you eating?
Is this an obese phone call?
Yes, it is.
Tell me that you're eating ice cream.
Sounds like you're eating potato chips.
God, I wish I was. I wish I was there right now to feed you a spoonful of butter.
Oleo.
Butter.
Did you know that's a whole salt culture of people are feeders? Do you know what a feeder is? I'm looking at Justin.
Is this some kind of scat thing?
No, it has nothing to do with poop. Squeep, dip, dilly, pop, pop, not musical either.
John always did like the scat.
Well, that is so hot, Carl.
Which
Carl Buck is on it.
Junior. See, that's now we take it back to the fat kid thing. Hot Carl Junior.
Which, by the way, I don't. Have you been to a Hardee's or a Carl's Jr. lately?
Not in a long time.
We may have already covered this, but you really you can't get a burger that's less than like 3 pounds.
No,
like the junior cheeseburger, 3/4 of a pound.
Jeez.
Well, They're also the ones that their large size drink requires one of those wire handles on the top of it. Yes. And it's like served in a pickle bucket.
That's how it is at the White Castle, too. You get a small and it's 32 ounces.
Well, and they trick you because you're used to medium being the normal. And so they say, do you want medium? I made this mistake once. And I'm like, yeah, I want medium. Yeah, medium really means large. And you get the 32 ounces and the gigantic French fries, and which was way too much food. I ate every scrap of it.
Of course.
Feckin'. But
I love that their cups on the top are gargantuan, but then they narrow down the bottom so you can still put it in a drink holder.
It's like a top, you know, if you spin it. Right. It won't actually fall over.
It's a Weeble.
But I haven't been to a Carl's Jr. or a Hardee's in a long time. Although they have Carl's Jr.'s out here.
They must not have a 99 cent menu if they don't have anything less than 3/4 of a pound.
I don't think they do. No, and I'm exaggerating, but seriously, their burgers are all like
half pound,
a third pound is the small one. Ugh. Can feel your arteries clog.
Well, we almost went to a Hardee's just last week.
We did on our big fucking good God. Road trip to Detroit.
Warning. Justin without food is instant bitch. Instant bitch.
When I am away from home, I do tend to need
to keep...
We
were on fucking Lakeshore Drive. We were 2 miles from home or less, and you were already like... I need some fucking food, and I need it now, and I need it soon, or else you're going to see me get really bitchy. Okay.
This dramatization does not reflect
the dramatization true... implies that I am not telling the story accurately.
Right.
Or at the right level of emphasis.
Right. I just think you're making it a little more extreme than it was.
Oh, why don't you tell how it went then?
Well, it was early afternoon... And I had not had lunch because I assumed we were going to get it on the way, which Adina assumed as well. And as we got into some heavy traffic on Lakeshore Drive, I turned to Adina and I said, "Darling, sweetheart, I'm not sure where you're at on the hunger scale, but I certainly could eat at any time.
If you could just indicate 1 to 5 how hungry you are."
It's like a pain threshold with your doctor.
No, 1 to 10, what is this?
Right.
Yeah. So I just merely suggested that at our earliest convenience, we should probably exit and have something to eat, a snack.
And then we approached an intersection, which had a sign that said no turns, except I was going straight. And he yelled at me because he's like, "You can't turn here. Why does it say there's no turn?"
No, I didn't yell at you. I was pointing out that the sign was inappropriate because we had to turn. The road was ending, and there's a big sign that says no turns. And if you don't turn, you're going to run into an embankment. And I pointed this out, to which Dina fired back, "Well, we're not turning at this intersection. We're turning up there, and that sign is not up there. It's back here."
And you two are fun to travel with.
We actually had a good time, though.
Oprah and Gail, that's Oprah, who we are.
Of course I was Oprah, without the money.
So we had a good time, especially after we ate.
Oh, after we ate, he was pleasant as a peach. It was kind of funny. We had stopped, and we got some Wendy's. And he was very happy once we were done. And he's like, "Did you happen to see any?" I'm like, "Oh, no, I didn't see the Dairy Queen." Then we got back into my car, and he had brought his Tom Tom along. And it occurred to him, "Oh, fuck, Tom Tom will tell me where Dairy Queen is."
And who found Dairy Queen?
Tom Tom. And then us.
We had found lizards. A blizzard.
Us. It was a pleasant little drive. Took us like 5 hours to get to Detroit. Due to some construction and whatnot, but we didn't turn any music on. We talked to each other for 4 hours straight.
That's right.
We hadn't done that in ever.
And I didn't even find you annoying.
Well, not until that fourth hour. And then it was like, "Well, I'm gonna get my laptop now. We're gonna put some music on."
We were getting in the mood.
Oh yeah. Oh, so the reason we were going to Detroit is we were going to see Pet Shop Boys in concert on last Thursday.
Yay!
We got there. This venue is incredibly small and was not sold out. So I felt a little bad for them, but I also felt really good for us. It was a venue of about 1,500 people capacity. There was a general admission open floor where we were. There were also some actual seats. But we were at no point more than 8 feet away from the stage.
That's incredible, considering how it usually is at the Riviera. You know, with the crush factor.
Right. Well, there
like
were...
Cincinnati all over again with the Who? Okay, nobody knows. That's all right.
Oh, sure, yeah, sure. Back in the 70s where they had people killed.
Thanks, John. Right? Is that because of WKRP that you know that one?
Yes, exactly. And the funny thing is... The funny thing is that you said that, and in my mind, I got a picture of that dome that they got killed in, and because that's the picture they showed on WKRP.
Yeah.
Is that like the Katrina dome?
Uh-huh. The Superdome. Exactly, the Supra dome.
Supra dome.
That sounds like a Nissan car.
Right. Supra. The Supra. The Sentra dome.
Mm. Anyway, so the concert was a good time, but the... crowd was very, very interesting in that it was a lot of mismatched pairs. We made some
AKA
friends.
Freak show. Overall.
Immediately in front of us, we had two very interesting pairs. One was a guy who was wearing an orange leather jacket, had a shaved head, and on the back
Is it Robbie Klopp?
No, his forehead was smaller. But... He also had a, like, I don't know, was it airbrushed? It was a picture of Jesus.
Yeah, I think it was airbrushed Jesus.
Airbrushed Jesus
on
the back of
his
orange leather coat.
Orange leather jacket.
And he was obnoxious and screamed. I mean, he was so gay. He was
He was gayer than you, John.
Right.
That's not possible.
Well, if you can imagine it, it was. And... So when they get started, they come out on stage, Chris and Neil, and he starts screaming things at them, like, oh, my God, I love you, Chris. I love you, Neil. Or yeah, at first it was, I love you, Chris. And you too, Neil. And it's like
a big pause.
They can't fucking hear you.
Right. Do you see the shit in their ears?
And I really don't think Neil is going to get upset that you screamed. He was genuinely concerned that he had offended Neil.
Right.
You
better send him an email of apology.
Oh, he was so annoying. He was jumping up and down the whole time. And he had this running commentary about every single...
And he had a wife.
Right, his
and
wife.
And I put that in air quotes, wife.
Was this guy behind you at Wicked last year?
His wife. Hey, John, do you ever watch Drawn Together?
No, but I know the show.
Okay, so... Do you know the black and white character that looks kind of like Betty Boop?
Uh-huh.
That's what his wife looked like, but real.
That's really freaky.
Yeah, they were an ill-matched pair.
And they both, by the way, shoved their way in front of us
to
begin with.
Oh, absolutely. Her with her boobies and him with his loudness. And I just looked at Justin and said, well, it could be worse. He could be behind you screaming.
Screaming, yeah.
And he's like, okay, yeah, I'll cut him some slack.
So that was the one couple. And then the other couple... they didn't see much of the concert because they were too busy making out the whole time.
They were Muppets. They stood about 5'5" each.
They were tiny. And at one point, the boy, he's just the right height that he was standing right in front of me. And when he leaned back so that the top of his head was under my nose. And I could smell his product. And it was so gross. I wanted to just push him or spit in his hair or something because... I was standing, and I had people right behind me, and so he would like lean back a little bit, and I'd lean back a little bit, and then he'd lean back a little more. I thought he was going to fall into my lap, even though I'm standing.
next time you go to Detroit, you should take Mace with you.
Well,
I think the key is never go to Detroit.
That wasn't bad. I had a good time that night.
Oh, I had a great time, but
the product guy, his. Girl who, you know, we were watching them make out the whole time. She was wearing a very drapey outfit that was very layered.
Very Renaissance fair looking.
Very Renaissance fair. I thought that's where we were. And then we decided, oh, yeah, because if we were at the Renaissance fair, the concert would have been called Ye Old Pet Shoppy Boys.
they were trying to find some chainmail armor, but they weren't selling that at the merchandise
stand. Right, but I think
stand.
They got their faces painted. So
was either of them carrying a turkey leg?
That's funny.
Oh.
But we also saw a lot of like 30-something boys that were like just average-looking guys with these like 19-year-old model kids.
Yeah, it was very strange. Of course, Dina turns to me and says, "Well, you know, maybe you should move here.
If it doesn't work out in Chicago in a few years, you can move to Detroit."
Yeah, it was all like older, you know,
not
older
so much
guys.
Daddies.
No, not daddies. They were just 30-something. You know, average Joes with these like 22-year-old, you know, eat a cheeseburger sort of thin, rail thin, like club kids.
It was an
give it up for Edith Cheeseburger.
Jesus. It was an all ages show.
It was.
Well, what does that mean to you, John?
Well, that means that people under 18 are allowed.
Absolutely.
In.
So when we saw the 14-year-olds and 12-year-olds with their parents, we're like, oh, all ages. When we saw the 55-year-old man who was at the very front of the crowd wearing a hoodie that you could tell was like not even a hoodie sweatshirt, but a hoodie jacket. It was surrounded by people. We're like, all ages.
Was it sewn into a jean jacket?
Yes.
Flannel lined.
It's gonna make a comeback.
It was
I'm telling
Velux
you.
Inside, actually, gray.
Oh, I still regret getting rid of my Jordache jean jacket.
Did it have fringe? Or just for the Jordache for the mane? The loose, burnt orange strings next to the grommets.
The
yeah, the mane.
Oh, I thought you said mange.
You've got the mange. Well, I had a good time at Pet Shop Boys Concert 1, Pet Shop Boys Concert 2. Not as much fun because on the way home from Detroit, Justin went from, I have a little bit of a sore throat to, I can't talk.
It really, in the course of 20 minutes, I went from, you know, kind of coming down with something to Crypt Keeper. I mean, it was
awful,
fast and hard, which normally is a good thing, but.
Yeah.
That night it wasn't. And then I think I got Dina sick.
You did. But I forgive you.
But I'm pretty much done coughing up thick, gooey, green phlegm that's coated the inside of my lungs.
The Chicago concert was the exact same concert, same play, same set, if you will. It still only took an hour and 20 minutes to go through. But we had some crazy-ass lesbians in front
Ooh.
Of us.
At first, I was trying to decide if they were lesbians or if they were just from Indiana. And
they had big hair, so it was hard to tell.
By the end, we realized that they were Indiana lesbians.
Yeah.
Were they good crazy or bad crazy?
Bad. All bad.
You would have made friends with them because you do that sort of thing. But we had to look at this one woman's ass crack.
Ugh.
It was just awful.
It was terrible. Between
well, they say that Indiana has quite a crack problem.
Oh, they
now.
Do.
Oh, we saw it firsthand. The feather and the feathered hair.
And there was a woman who I said she looks like she could be a drag queen, but that's really a woman. It was like bad drag, but it's like no, that's not what this is.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Other than that, I mean the Chicago crowd was, I think, overall a little livelier.
Oh yeah.
The show was the same, and the problem of or the difference was that we were in actual seats about halfway back on the floor, and so it was nothing like standing, you know, 5 feet away from the
Tony
stage.
Neil's wrinkles,
right? Neil, honey,
get some work done, baby.
Botox,
take my tickets,
something,
and go get some work done.
So, and oh, the backup singers and the dancers were
hottie patates.
We had a couple of favorites.
Did you have a Pet Shop Boys concert boyfriend?
The dancer. So there was a blonde little dancer boy. That was my boyfriend.
David Holiday.
David Holiday was his name.
As we were leaving the theater on the second night, he looked at me and said, "Will you come to my wedding when I marry David Holiday?" Sure.
Well, he was in his little neon yellow hoodie and white cap.
I know
cute.
How you feel about a hoodie.
I like the hoodie.
I know. That's why you have some every year. What's this year's
hoodie?
I thought
you had yours cut off.
Yes, John?
I thought you had yours cut off.
That's his clitoral hoodie.
That was, that was removed
they
at birth.
They do that to women. It's terrible, really.
The guy from Africa, they just prosecuted him for that.
I've really come to accept and get over my vaginal mutilation that occurred at birth. I'm okay with it.
Have you gotten over your vaginal mucus yet?
No.
I heard that it froths up when you have a cold.
Oh.
Is Bill gagging yet?
Yeah. Regular mucus does it for you, then vaginal mucus will definitely do it. We've never talked about the plug, so.
Well, you know, speaking of such things, unless you want to talk about what the plug is. I don't know.
Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a lady at my gym who is a germaphobe, and it's funny to watch her because she'll walk around with a towel in her hand, not like her towel to dry off with, but like a paper towel, and she uses it on the doorknobs. She uses it on the machines, holding it in her hands the whole time, and then she uses it when she walks up the stairs. So like when she's walking up a stair, she glides her hand up with the paper towel underneath it. So the other day, as I was I got done with my workout. And I'm pretty sweaty when I work out. So as I was walking down the stairs, I saw that she was coming up the stairs. So I decided to put the banister in my armpit and walk down that way.
Oh, God.
Did you sneeze on her as you walked by, too?
No, but I did clear my throat on her. So it was sort of like that. But it's just because I don't understand germaphobes. And maybe if I tried to understand germaphobes, I wouldn't do such things to them. But on the other hand, who cares? They're crazy.
And you're not?
Well, of course I'm crazy, but I don't go advertising it.
Well, you just
told
talk
about it on.
Are you phobic about anything?
Am I phobic about anything? Dying alone?
Oh, well, that won't happen. Don't worry.
You'll always have Kitty.
Hey, precious. Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, precious kisses.
Mine's bees. Oh, and Travis. Fucking Travis posted this YouTube video or MySpace video on my thing. I don't know if you saw it.
Mm-mm.
It's this whole video about hornets versus bees, and the hornets come.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I saw that.
I was watching Fried Green Tomatoes recently.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Yeah, you say tomatoes, I say tomatoes.
And have you ever seen the movie?
Yes,
and the whole scene
times.
Of her going in to the bees, I thought about you. I was like, he would die.
I would.
I've seen him with one, and he jumps like a little girl.
There was one time I was riding in the back seat of Crazy Jane's car, and I look in the back ledge. We're coming back to the house, and so she's slowing down, and I look on the back ledge, and there are two bees. Now, if you ask anyone else who was there, they're going to tell you they were completely dead. I'm going to tell you the truth. The truth is those things were still alive.
Were they buzzing?
They were moving. They were moving. I look back and there's these two bees like on
it wasn't the, wind.
The ledge. I don't know what it was, but they were moving and they were going to kill me. And so before the car even came to a complete stop, I threw the door open, and it was like one of those like kidnap scenes where they roll out of the car to try and escape their kidnapper. That was me screaming at the top of my lungs like a girl, like the girl that I am, and running away from the bees. And then they came back and said, allegedly, the bees were completely dead. However, they were no longer in the car, so I think they flew away.
Or they blew out.
They flew away. To go get the rest of their friends to come back and kill us. So I think that's my only real phobia.
Okay.
Snakes, spiders.
I've internalized my homophobia.
In your butthole.
Oh, see, I went the opposite direction. I outsourced my homophobia.
Oh, to India?
To India.
It's about a quarter of the price of local.
It is.
Yeah.
I can get my homophobia at $0.06 an hour. And let's face it. You can't even get that in.
From 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds.
Right.
They got to learn that stuff young, you know.
They're mass producing it.
That's terrible.
That and cotton briefs.
Madras.
Who wears those?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't wear them anymore.
What kind of underwear do you wear, John?
I'm a boxer brief guy.
Yeah? Well, mm-hmm. See, I'm actually at a crossroads. Brittany is nowhere to be found.
Oh.
Oops, you did it again. Because I think I talked about it before, but about like 4 years ago.
You stocked up.
Well, a friend of mine worked for a store that, and they were doing this big overhaul and closing stores and moving them and all that. So they had these huge like liquidation of things. And so for like $2 a pair, I could get at the time, my favorite boxer briefs.
I loved them in oatmeal.
Oh, weren't they fantastic?
Oh, me too.
And so
great.
I seriously bought like 40 pair of these boxer briefs. And then I didn't need to buy underwear for like 4 years. So I just would open a pack here and there. And as they wore out, I'd throw them away and get new ones.
Well, I have to ask, based on the conversation we had before about your weight gain and loss, did you buy both large and extra large?
No, just large.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you'd be planning ahead.
These are my fat undies, and these are my skinny undies.
I'm like that too, though. I've always bought a size smaller than what I actually am.
Well,
but I think it's because I've got such big testes, and I've got a hold of them.
I was going to say, the size of my penis really is the bigger factor than the waist, because if I get them too small, then it's uncomfortable. So,
you know, you can.
I didn't mean to laugh when you said the size of your penis.
Well, I rolled my eyes when you talked about your nuts, because I know how big they are.
So my thing is, and now I'm reaching the end of the cycle, because the last set that I opened is now getting to the point where I should probably replace them. So I have to actually buy underwear, and I'm not sure what to buy anymore.
I will make a recommendation.
Yes.
Because I tend to be one of those people that is a first, what is it called? First responder.
Early adopter.
Early adopter.
I think a first responder is an EMT.
Okay. I'm an EMT of underwear.
What, you like to cut them off? Hand me those
Claire.
Scissors.
Shits in them.
Stat. I tend to try underwear just to see how it is. And I would recommend Gap boxer briefs. They never wear out, and they're very comfortable.
Okay. Well, if any of our listeners...
They hold your junk, too.
If any of our listeners have some suggestions or would like to send me some underwear...
size large.
Size large. Unused in the original wrapper, please.
Just for the smell.
But if you want to send me underwear, drop us an email. I'll give you Dina's address.
Exactly, because I collect all mail.
And if you anything you send, I promise that anything you send, I will wear at least one day to work.
On the day we record.
On the day we record. How's
then
that?
Then you can talk about them.
And then
them.
He'll sign them and mail them back
no.
to you.
How do you use your Sharpie?
Well, I've got to have room for my Sharpie.
And your big balls.
Speaking of testicles and genitalia.
Boy, this is breaking new ground for this podcast.
Right. That should be the new title. Well, speaking of poop.
It'll be speaking of ellipses.
Hyperbole.
I saw a movie this weekend called The Short Bus. I don't know if you've heard
is
of this.
Is this the one where they're having all-out sex on the screen?
Oh, my goodness. I'm sure that it deserves a single X rating, because it has so much sex in it. But it's such a wonderful movie. If you watch the whole thing, I mean, I was a little shocked. To be quite honest with you, I've seen enough porno to last a lifetime, but to see it in a legitimate movie, not to say pornography's not legitimate, but this was like...
So it's gay sex? I don't know anything about the movie, so you got to give us
background. It's gay sex, it's straight sex, it's masturbation, it's any kind of sex you can think of. It's also a love story. It's about personal satisfaction and personal self-esteem.
Are there cum shots?
You said masturbation.
Yes, there's cum shots in it.
How many erections did you get during this film?
Oh, God.
I got one erection.
It wasn't Lord of the Rings.
Oh, look at those hairy feet.
gross.
He does like hairy tops of the feet.
I sure do. I like hairy tops. the but the movie is a really fantastic movie. I don't know if it's playing at that one down by the by you, Justin, but
The Century. I think it is.
But it's a really good movie. I'd recommend it. You just have to be prepared for all of the sex and sexual acts in this movie. Like, there's dildos, there's vibrators, there's whatever you can
anal beads.
Of.
Fisting.
Except anal beads. And
scat
fisting.
Play.
I didn't see any. There was no
water
scat
sports.
Play.
Slings.
It's not everything you can imagine. It's everything John can imagine.
It's everything I can imagine.
John
just
has
checking.
A very limited imagination, apparently.
Yeah, because I'm the one who's like, sex happens in a bed. In a bedroom with the doors closed and the lights off.
Are you serious?
Well, I'm just a little uncomfortable with any other thoughts of that.
Well, that's probably true of most of the world, I'd say. But
most of our readers.
Unfortunate, nonetheless.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, this past week was Halloween.
Boo.
Ah!
Thank you.
Ooh. Oh, you're. This isn't your costume for tonight.
Wah,
wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. So,
take your mask off.
So Dan and Mike and I went to. There's a Halloween parade that goes.
Because the homos need another reason.
Well, think about it. Halloween is really the perfect gay holiday because it's all the real activity is with the kids, the trick or treating, and they don't have kids. Of course, that's changing.
It is.
That's changing. But that's for right. now, so certainly in Boys Town, all the gay boys, what better night to dress up and go out and prance around? Although, I have to tell you that being in the end of October, it was fucking cold out.
It's record lows right now.
Oh, brr.
But the Indian summer's coming back.
It's also
Harpreet's
the perfect time
bringing
for
the Indian summer back.
Daughter Feather. It's also the perfect time for all the straight boys to
dress up as women.
Yes, and experience the lighter side of things, if you know what I'm
saying. In loafers.
You're awfully light in those.
So we went down to the parade. It was okay. It was very disorganized and long and cold, but there were some fun costumes. Madonna and her baby were, that was one that I remember. And you have it was interesting because you had the drag queens, which is sort of a given, and then you have the
which Halloween's no different for them,
right? It was
than
just
any other day in the year, really.
They're like, I'm just walking here.
I'm not win the contest. But then you
love
have the people
hair.
Who have sort of like the fun, costumes that you'd wear to the office or something, or to like a costume party, like the I'm an iPod, I'm a salt and pepper shaker, and all of that. You have the people who take it way too seriously. We had the entire crew of the Starship Enterprise.
Oh my god,
hot pussy
march along. There was a boy dressed up in a Tron outfit. I mean, you have the people who use it as a reason to pull out the sci-fi outfit that they already had in their closet.
Did you see any Transformers?
There were no Transformers. How hot would that be?
Were there any trans
transform and prepare to roll out? So you had that, and then you had, the ghouls and goblins and bloody dead people. So it was a good time. But they do this big thing in San Francisco, too. I don't know. Did you hear about this?
No.
So they do the same thing in the Castro District in San Francisco. And apparently each year it gets more and more violent because it's this big gay, it's in the gay neighborhood and this big gay event. And allegedly, I'm not speaking with authority here, I'm just what I read on the internet.
AP Wire.
Right. So now the gay bashers realize that all the gays are going to be out in fun costumes. And so last night, they actually, 10 people were shot. In San Francisco, somebody started opening fire into a crowd of people at this big event. So it's a little scary to think, like, it's Halloween, people.
See, you started telling the story, and I came up with a couple witty remarks, and then you talk about people getting shot, and I'm like, okay, I can't really talk about the chestnuts and the open fire, and I can't talk about how next week when we go to a Halloween party that you should just walk around insulting people, and then we could call you the gay basher. I mean, see, but then I managed to squeeze these stories in anyway. That's yeah. where my talent really is.
So, I don't know.
It's always fun.
I want our listeners to send us pictures of their costumes.
Well, that'd be fun.
Yeah, send us your. We'll put them up somewhere. We'll put them online so everyone can see. But I want to see. I'm never any good at Halloween. Like, I rarely.
At least you're doing something this time.
Yeah, but it's the same thing I've done like 6 times. It's my backup.
But it's a new crowd to them.
I know, they've never seen it. If you haven't seen it, it's new to you.
Me? I'm coming as me.
What? I'm a podcaster.
Exactly.
Just take a mic and then.
There you go, a puff guard.
You could
get out of the way of my sharp wit.
Rawr, I'll cut through my puff guard.
So, yeah, so send us your pictures, rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com. I want to see what everybody did.
You know what those people need, those people that are shooting up? They need a hug. They need a little...
They need clean needles.
You put down that 9mm and give me a big hug.
Oh,
come over here.
I thought he meant, heroin.
Oh, well, they need hugs, too.
He said shooting up. That's what I...
The people on the bus don't shoot up smack. Shoot up smack.
Quit
shoot
smacking your smack. Fat.
Well, the reason I mention this is because there's this new movement called the free hugs.
Oh, back to the rectum.
Damn near killed him.
Back to the rectum again. And around again.
I'm going to get you in the end.
Well, there's these people who have started this movement called the Free Hugs Campaign.
Oh, I was charging.
And
I suppose these coupons are useless now.
Oh, fuck. What are they going to give for those cheesy Hallmark holidays?
Well, it started in Australia, and I guess it's grown with some popularity there because of a music video. The next place they took it was Beijing, China, which, from what I've heard, Chinese people are not real gratified by the whole strangers hugging you in public thing. So, and I don't know how much Americans would be about that too, but it didn't go down very well in Beijing. I guess people were a little nervous about it, cursing, rocking away, hugging.
Did you just say rocking away? Were you making a little Asian joke?
That wasn't an Asian joke. It was actually my poor lip service right now.
Your lip service is pretty poor.
Yeah. Good mouthfeel.
But it does have good mouthfeel. So I guess it didn't go very well in China. So I don't know where they're going to take it next. Maybe
the Doobie Brothers said they were taking it to the streets, but I don't know.
If you play that fucking Michael McDonald video one more time.
It's like going into the Best Buy. I don't care if he sings Motown. Get him off the 900 screens.
Yamo be there, up and over.
I don't know.
Am I the only one that remembers that song?
That's kind of random. Two very random thoughts is, one, when I bought a TV earlier this summer, Justin was with me, with Bob, and we were at the Apt Electronics, and it was during this shopping incident that there was a huge, was it a big fight?
It was a fight at the Sox game.
It was hilarious, and we were all wishing we had a little TiVo. Boop, 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 but they played it like 9 times. The whole store stood still.
Well, that was when my Cubs boyfriend got into a fight. Michael Barrett got into a fight. This was the Sox-Cubs game.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then other random thought is this week I was telling Bill, I'm like, I'm fairly certain that Justin was hypnotized in front of a crowd.
Yes, I was. You want me to tell you about that?
Yes.
Oh, she got really excited. Oh, God, I completely forgot about that.
I did too until we were talking about hypnosis.
Well, I was, this was at the W. I was in college, and they had a big event at the Union, and it was this hypnotist, and he was randomly picking people out of the audience. And it was sort of a setup because I worked with the group that brought the guy in, and so I was sort of pre-selected that I was going to get to go up there. So yeah, we went up on stage, and this it was like the Capitol or the Grand Ballroom full of people. There was probably 2,000 people there. Were you there?
I don't remember if I was there. That's why I need to hear the story. Okay.
So
maybe she was hypnotized.
Not me.
So he took us up on stage, and we were sitting there, and the lights were low, and I remember that they had like this big red blinking light, and we were supposed to stare at the light, and we went through this whole blah blah blah, kind of similar to what you expect, the whole you think about this and let your mind wander and blah 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 blah, and then he started suggesting that people do things, and it was really weird because there was something to it, not in a mind control sort of like I'm going to make you do something that you don't want to do, but it was almost like being drunk. It was sort of like anything that he suggested was like, oh yeah, I'd do that in front of a crowd of 2,000 people. Why wouldn't I pretend that I'm in the middle of, Antarctica and be shivering cold and then pretend that I'm on a flying carpet and make funny noises? And one of them was we were to be Miss America contestants and answer the questions. So it wasn't like you couldn't control what you were doing, but everything that he said just sounded like a really fun idea. Like, sure, what the hell? Which is what I'm like when I'm drunk anyway. But
I know. There's only about a 5-minute window for that. Then he either becomes sad or bitchy. But
are you my fucking grandmother?
Yeah.
Come on. It's been a long time since we've had one of those
incidents. Where I've been screamed at in the streets of Chicago.
That was one time.
Senior citizen.
That was
one
time.
To go home.
It was like 10 o'clock and everybody wanted to go home. And I was ready to party.
It was 2 in the morning.
We were at Charlie's. That's all I got to say. We could have been 10 o'clock.
Amen. It was way too early to go home, and I just was expressing my displeasure with the fact that how
through
long
this
ago
dramatization,
was that?
Of course.
Oh, that was like 98 or 99.
Yeah, it was a while ago. And again, much like the incident in the car, I think you remember it a little differently. As I recall, I said, Dina, aren't you sure you wouldn't rather stay out a little bit longer, maybe go somewhere else and have a drink or have breakfast or something like that?
This was as I was pulling her across the street saying, come on, let's just go.
let's just fucking get out of here.
He's just drunk. Good times.
Oh, good times. Great. So that was my hypnosis.
See, I didn't see you get hypnotized. I had seen that hypnotist at the W probably the year before.
He's there every year.
Well, whatever. My point being, I remember having seen it, and I remember somebody having to stand up as a trigger. Some word was a trigger, and they had to stand up and say, I wet my pants! And I couldn't remember if that was your year or if that was you, and so I was a little concerned for your image.
While I have wet my pants, at no point did I stand up and
as
announce.
An adult?
Yes. No, I've not that I'm aware of.
I have wet my pants and announced it.
I wet my pants.
Announced or denounced?
Announced.
Let's get our fucking howdy-do's going.
Yeah, we got to wrap this shit up.
Okie dokie.
Well, it's already 45 minutes in.
Heard it.
Oh, well, I've got one. This one is for Steve. Steve had written us, and he was trying to think of the appropriate way to say multiple erections using the term hard-on. And he couldn't decide if it was hards-on or hard-ons, which would be more grammatically correct. And I personally think that it's hard-ons, but it could be hards-on. I don't know. So howdy do, Steve, and Steve's hards-on.
Past, present, and future. Mm-hmm. I have one for Aaron. Aaron encouraged me not to stop picking on John because sometimes that's what makes John's story entertaining. So thanks, Aaron.
Mm-hmm. I have a howdy do all the way over to the UK.
University of Kentucky?
Yes. Or the United Kingdom, to Louisa, who she MySpaced me, and she just got married, and she loves her show, and she's trying to get her gay, I think she said gay, if not, he is in my mind, older brother to listen to us as well. So howdy do, Louisa.
Well, and this next one is going all the way up to Waukegan.
Your Waukegan or the real Waukegan?
The real Waukegan.
And for those who don't know, what is your Waukegan?
It's the space between your thigh and your sack.
What if you don't have a sack, if you're a girl?
You still have a walking in.
Or your pubic mound.
It's more like a west mound. West Waukegan?
Lake Waukegan.
Park City.
In the summer. God.
But Christine, I don't think actually lives in Waukegan anymore, but she used to live in Waukegan, and that's good enough for me. So howdy-do, Christine.
And then Catherine had written in to say that when she was a child, she also believed that a boy urinating into a girl would impregnate her. So she proceeded to tell people at the local swimming pool when she saw a young boy pee that they needed to get out immediately. She was trying to prevent, parents without partners at age 10.
PSA.
Exactly.
Service announcement. So,
Catherine, please don't swim in my toilet. I don't pee in your pool.
Welcome to my ool.
You'll notice there's no pee in it.
Let's keep it that way.
We've all been.
Oh, I have a howdy-do going out to Luke in California. Luke is starting a podcast of his own and wanted to talk to us about podcasting. And
if your name is Luke, you should be from California. That's just my observation.
Luke Perry.
What about Bo?
Then it should be a dead dog under your porch.
Oh, he wasn't under the porch when he was dead. He went under there after we hit him with the car.
4 or 5 times.
Well, every time we hit him with a car, he went under the deck.
You mentioned the name Bo in front of any of John's family, and they're like, he was a good dog.
Yep.
He was a good dog.
Oh, he was a good dog.
Like parents, siblings, it doesn't matter. I'm like, oh my God, people, let it go.
Oh, he was so good. He was such a good dog.
You ran him over all the time.
Well, but he kept coming back.
That's not good. That's dumb.
That's the kind of desperation that's ingrained in every Welsh.
I've hit John with my car several times, and he keeps coming back.
You got any more, John?
Slobbering on you. Yep, Garth in Dallas. Garth had written in, and he wanted to know what a nodge was. Which, I've only told a few stories tonight, and I think, only one of them, I think, was truly deserving of a nodge. A nodge is when you tell a story, and it really doesn't go anywhere, and people are left expecting more because you've kind of gone up on the end of your sentence. So they think that you're going to say something more, and it might actually be funny, but then it actually turns out to not be funny, or that you're done, and so you just sort of have to end.
Like that?
And that's a nodge.
Wake up, Justin. Wake up.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm awake.
Hello, you.
Truly, a nodge is just when I tell a story and it doesn't go anywhere.
Nodge! For the love of God, nodge!
It's kind of like abort, abort. I'm all for abortion in this case.
I nod.
Oh. Well, I have, are you, howdy dude, out?
I got one more, go ahead.
But since you can't see a nod on the podcast. Okay.
It's like Bo, you can hit him over and over and he just comes back.
He's a good dog.
He's a good dog. Oh, the fun we had with that dog.
So I have a howdy dude going out to Corey. Corey is Corey. Just outside of Minneapolis. Cute as a button. And
Minneapolis.
Ooh. My voice. Nice. My voice is not quite back yet. And Corey sent us a very, 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 very exceedingly,
could you get maybe another
very
extremely
generous contribution to aid us in our ongoing efforts to bring you a lovely
nodge filled
poop fat.
Death
themed podcast every week. So thank you,
Naked
Corey.
John.
That was very
thank
generous.
You.
And by the way, our online store is open right from our website. There's a link. You can go in. We've got some t-shirts, bumper stickers, and probably the most exciting thing, I think, is our season one DVD, which has all of our episodes from our first year and includes some outtakes and extra footage? Bonus material. And it comes
the director's cut.
Director's uncut. And
is he Eastern European?
And then in addition to that, it comes with two pictures of us, of the three of us. And for those of you that have asked, yes, they are current, unblocked, unblurred. They are genuine,
untouched.
Olin Mills had nothing to do with these pictures.
These aren't glamour shots. There's no feather boa.
But they are, honest to God, they are pictures of us as you might see us walking down the street. So, in fact,
since
they
that's
are
what we're doing at the time.
We're walking down the street.
So those are included, and those are autographed pictures as well due to popular demand. So the T-shirts are, we got a little sale going on for the initial order. So you don't have much time left if you're going to get in on that. And all of that stuff will start shipping out very soon. In fact, probably by the time you hear this, some of that's already been shipped out. Ship shape.
Really big ship.
Really big. So thank you. And come and visit our store, store.dtwfpodcast.com.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, well then.
Oh, all right. Well, let's
there are a number of ways you can get in contact with us then. You could email us at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com.
You can leave us a voicemail at 773-828-4397.
You can contact two of us on the AIM. That's AOL Instant Messenger, DTWF Dina and DTWF Justin.
Which I know for me is a rarity anymore, but
it's
hit
or miss.
I
we
make
try.
It there.
And don't forget, send us your pictures in your Halloween costumes to rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com and send me your underwear. Your new unworn underwear.
Unwrapped, unopened.
And whatever you send me, I promise to wear at least one day, a full day at work.
Oh my God. See,
what if somebody sends you one of those big Costco
what
bags?
What if it's like an inflatable pair of underwear?
Assuming that I can wear them with my business attire and it's
he's
not
gonna have a tie
detectable.
On and he's going to have something that says Home of the Whopper. Right. Yes, or something.
So it'll be fun. Maybe I'll even send you a picture of me in my underwear. So,
ooh. And sign it.
Ooh, there we go.
The underwear. Mm.
So email us if you want the address of where to send that to.
I'll happily scan your mail. Don't worry about that.
All right. I think that's it. We'll see everybody next week. Stay warm. Stay safe.
Stay away from my butthole.
Heard it.
Butthole.
Bye.
Bye.